840. 840 is now going to be impeded. And I think that's unfair to the taxpayers who wanted or were told that as part of the development of the 840, this would be unimpeded, unrestricted access from point A to point B. That's the whole purpose behind of taking that traffic out of New York Mills. Now you're going to put the creation of a jug handle to favor one developer who hasn't put in penny one, and they want, the developer wants us, the town residents, to fork over $3 million. Normally, it's the developer that pays for the road, not the taxpayers.
Those aren't all true things.
Yes, they are, Dan.
First of all, the developer makes whole all the payments. Any amount of money that the town borrows for the purpose of a bond for making the payments on the money borrowed, if there's a shortfall, the developer, he's the letter of credit guy who makes up the difference. So that's great, because the commitment made to the taxpayers was that we would not, it would not cost them any money in terms of borrowing. Secondly, as far as the whole idea of the roadway itself, that's why we went to the paper yesterday, because in the editorial it said that it was intended to be a high-speed road to an industrial park. So I said to Donna, you mean the airport that doesn't exist? You see, because if an economic corridor, if it's going to be an economic corridor, it's going to have breaks and access. Elsewise, it's a road to nowhere. And in this particular case, it was unfair to the taxpayers of New Hartford. If you do not develop the park, if you don't have a break in access there, it's totally unfair, not just to Hartford, but to the taxpayers of New Hartford, because of the wealth that will be generated by virtue of the development of that park. Otherwise, what you got is you got a road that goes lickety-split from New Hartford to Rome. But by the way, there's no breaks in access, and therefore, the reason why the roadway was put in was to not in any way to benefit you, it was just to get you from here to a place outside of your own district.